Hi, this is Tori DeVito. It was such an honor to read this portion of my dad's book to you. When I describe my father, I always say, he is music. He is the drums. There are some people out there who love what they do, but then there are those special few who completely embody what they do. And that is my dad. He eats, breathes, and sleeps drums. I grew up in a household filled with music, whether it was being blasted through dad's speakers, being banged on the drums during a jam session at the house, or just lightly heard while he strummed the guitar while we were watching TV. It was very seldom that you would find my dad sitting idle without turning music into whatever was within his reach. I was fortunate enough to spend a lot of my youth on tour with my dad. I found my love for the violin at age 6 while touring with dad during the Stormfront tour. It was the only tour where Billy had a violinist on stage with them. Her name was Mindy Jostin. I was completely enamored, followed her around everywhere, and eventually, at the end of the tour, asked my parents if I could play. Spoken like a true drummer, my dad's only inquiry was, "Will she go deaf?" I played throughout my childhood and teens, but eventually turned my attention towards acting. I think my dad could see that I was toying with which direction I wanted my life to go. Was it music? Was it acting? I'll never forget the day when my dad came into my bedroom and said, "Don't be a jack of all trades. Find something you love and get great at it." Well, what my father also didn't realize was that I am a Gemini and being a jack of all trades is in my nature. But all jokes aside, I took that advice and ran with it. I know I will never embody my craft as loyally and faithfully as my father. That is a quality I will forever admire in him. But he taught me how to handle rejection. He taught me how to pick myself up again after a million no's and to keep going to audition after audition, no matter what. He encouraged me to stay focused, to not lose sight on what I wanted. He geared me up for all the weddings, holidays, and birthdays I would miss if I really wanted my dreams to come true. He exposed me to all different types of music, to the life of a song, to the passion of finding what you love. And most importantly, he taught me how to treat everyone with respect. If you piss off the sound guy, he could ruin your sound. If you piss off the lighting guys, well, any actor will tell you you do not want to piss off the lighting guy. So if I can impart any of the wisdom passed down to me from my dad, it would be never give up, don't let someone else write the story of your life, and always wear earplugs.